Welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library's podcast, Do We, Don't We?
The podcast that shows you what our library has beyond the books.
On each episode, staff at the LaPorte County Public Library will introduce you to services at the library that might surprise you.
Come along and find out, do we, don't we?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the LaPorte County Public Library Do We, Don't We podcast. I'm excited to be here today talking with Pam and Kirsten, who are going to give me a little bit of an audio tour, as it kind of goes, of what our new exciting building is. So I'm going to let Pam introduce herself and Kirsten.
Well, Kirsten and I are community engagement staff that primarily work in the makerspace, helping people learn skills, teaching classes, and just getting familiar with all the opportunities we have there for learning.
Excellent. So, Kirsten, tell us, what is the LPCPL Exchange?
The Exchange is a multifunctional community space that brings learning opportunities and access to the community. Individuals and families have equitable access to machinery, tools, technology, and meeting spaces without the stress of cost of owning it themselves.
Well, that's exciting because, I mean, I see all these cool tools and technology on TV, on the internet, you know, that you can make all these types of things, CNC machines, lathes, things like that. But, I mean, let's face it. The cost is immense if you're just a hobbyist.
You've got that right.
So the opportunity for the community to come in and engage with us in what we have to offer for free is a welcoming opportunity for the community to have. So, Pam, why don't you tell me a little bit about some of the specific equipment that we have up in the makerspace?
Well, I'm going to start with one of my favorite areas, which is sewing. We've got four Janome sewing machines, a heavy-duty machine, and a serger available for people to learn on. We've had several people come in and want to get started sewing, so we've got opportunities there for them to learn to use some of these machines they've never seen or heard of before.
I love the fact that we don't just have a sewing machine. We have multiple options for multiple projects that you put off or don't even attempt to do in your personal life because you don't have access to that machine. But here you can come and bring in your
unfinished quilts.
Unfinished quilts and things like that. And you can schedule it on your own time. So speaking of that and scheduling time, what are the steps that someone would have to do if they would like to come and use our equipment without a class going on?
Okay, well, that starts with visiting our LPCPL Academy online. It's a place where we have online tutorials, and the first class or tutorial that you would take is the Become an Official Maker. It talks about the shop rules and safety in the space. You learn about how the space operates. Once you've done that, you can come in and you get a free account. And that account, it's called a FabMan account, will make it possible for you to reserve different pieces of equipment as you get permission to use them because you've completed other tutorials that have use and safety information in them.
I actually just walked myself through the whole process yesterday so I would have a good idea of what it looks like for the customers, and it is so simple. It really is. You go to laportelibrary.org, the tab on the right-hand side of the home screen says Learn, click that tab, and it'll bring you into a menu of options, and you just choose from there what you want to do. You don't have to become certified in each individual piece of equipment upstairs. If you only want to use the lathe, you can just become certified in that. If you only want to use the sewing machines, just in that. Or the Cricut, you don't have to learn everything. The official maker is just a general shop rules, and that is very simple tutorial to take. Kirsten, what do you see customers getting most excited about? What equipment are they most excited about in the makerspace?
A lot of people of all ages have been really interested in using the 3D printers, and that's been our biggest draw to the space right now. A lot of people are learning a lot about 3D modeling and the capabilities of 3D printers, not just for like toys, but also for educational use as well.
That's exciting. I mean, you know, I've been a big fan of our 3D printing program for a while. Just the concept that we're able to provide that to the community and bring those opportunities where they can come and see, touch, feel, smell even, they can experience it all in their senses is just phenomenal, if you ask me.
It's really fun that you can come into this space. So the people who maybe come in for 3D printing, once you're in the space, you start looking around at the other things that are there to learn, and then you start to get curious. So we've seen a lot of people generate new interest just by coming in and discovering what's there. Oh, the laser cutters are right next to the 3D printers. What can I do with that? And then next to that is something else, and next to that, something else.
So again, what are the specifics that we have available to use in the space? What technologies, what equipment?
Sure. On the makerspace floor, we have a large variety of equipment, including the 3D printers and sewing machines that we mentioned, as well as some woodworking tools like wood turning lathes. We have a hobbyist CNC machine and a drill press. We also have the Cricut cutters, which work in conjunction with our heat press. Our heat press can work with a variety of materials. You can print on fabric like t-shirts and tote bags. You can also do mugs, ball caps, or even dinner plates. We also have two different laser cutters that are capable of cutting and engraving materials like glass, wood, acrylic, and even leather, which you can then take to our heavy-duty sewing machines.
Again, just another way to incorporate all of the tools together. I can't wait to see what our customers create. So let's talk about the building and the space in general. What are some other areas in the 807 Indiana, the LPCPL Exchange, that customers can come in and experience?
Well, we certainly can't forget the studio spaces. We're sitting in the audio recording studio right now to do this podcast, where once upon a time we were in an office with, you know, little echoes and things going on. Now we're in a studio, and we have a video.
The days of that.
Yeah, we have a video recording studio as well. So that's on the first floor, whereas the makerspace is on the upper floor. The main floor has these reservable spaces to do these kind of activities. We have a maker right now who was recording a podcast in a bedroom closet and is now regularly using this space to produce a family sort of themed podcasts that she's been doing for a while.
That's really fantastic. That is so exciting. So on top of the audio and studio and visual studios, we have meeting spaces in this building. They can accommodate up to 10 in the smaller ones. And then up in our classroom, that's quite a larger space that is reservable as well. Has a small kitchenette attached for refreshments if your class or group needs that. We have these little pods, which I think are so cool. They're little houses almost. I don't even know how to describe them. They kind of remind me of a booth at a restaurant, but covered. And then they have LED lights in them. And they have the Wi-Fi charging station. It's just the coolest little nook. And that's what they're called, the nooks. So you can come in and kind of work on your homework, work on your project, but you're in a sweet little womb. I don't know how
it's cozy.
It is cozy. I love that option. There's lots of spaces to just find yourself sitting, working, enjoying all the bright light that comes into this building. I do envy that of you all that work over here, all the light that comes in.
The meeting rooms that are on the main floor have computers in them as well. And it's set up to make it easy for you to do your work and share the screen with the group of people that you're working with. So if a tutor wants to put something up on a larger screen to kind of instruct their student, or if someone needs to do an online interview, you've got like a nice space to do an interview, and you can see very easily with the whole camera set up.
And I believe that's something that we realized was a community need within the last year, having a space that had all of the equipment or plugins or whatever you want to call it right there to make it easy. As we all know, many things have shifted online in our world that we never thought would happen. And we wanted to be able to accommodate that for the general public who might not have all of that, you know, or they don't have a nice, quiet space. You said, you mentioned that someone came in and used the recording studio because they were recording in their closet. So it's a great opportunity to come in and have a professional setup, even if you're more of the amateur or the, as we like to call them, hobbyists. So lots of things to do in this building. It is also something that I always like to talk about. This is a historic place. It used to be our telephone building, where all sorts of new and innovative happenings in the world were being done right here in LaPorte, Indiana. So the fact that we've kind of brought it back to life, that we can do new and innovative things for the community here, is something that I'm super proud of. And I'm proud that the library saw this need and is fulfilling it. So Pam, tell me what excites you about this building and space.
Well, not only can people use things that they don't have to invest in themselves, the idea of the name Exchange, this is a place, this is so exciting. It's a place where people can come in and share their knowledge. It's not just staff sharing knowledge and skill building with people who are coming in. It's people from the community that have expertise in different things are coming in and are ready to share that expertise with other people as a volunteer. We have people who are willing to volunteer and teach a skill, like how to use a jeweler's saw to cut metal, and then maybe explore what you can do to make jewelry out of those cut metal pieces. Sharing things on electronics, teaching people about drones. We have woodworkers in the community who are definitely ready and willing to share their expertise, even if it's just a one-on-one as a consult. So just this whole idea of exchanging skills, exchanging information, not everyone needs to be an expert, and just throwing that back and forth as a community, we're really going to grow.
I attended a class here last week or the week before, the new lathe class. It was a pen making class. I actually saw a lot of individuals going around helping, you know, you could tell that they were experienced or they had had experience. They were helping each other out in the class. I just thought that that was really kind of unique and special, because it, you know, they might have an expertise that someone else didn't know about, and being able to share that and exchange that is definitely, I don't know of any other place around that, you know, we have that opportunity and openness. So just remember, we want you to come in and experience the LPCPL Exchange. You can stop in any of our open hours for a tour. Our staff is ready and willing to take you around, show you what the space has to offer. Come and be creative. Become inspired here. That is our whole focus. That is what we want our community to do. I appreciate you two and all that you do here in this building and for the library. And just thank you again for joining me. And we will see you soon. Thank you.